nodes, all PBS material, Eric?
Not really. The Syracuse started out as a joint venture, which we actually started in New York. When we were at 35th Street, we became the master control for two national, which is World. That was the national one. That's actually done by GBH. It has since moved to GBH, but before they had the facilities, we provided it. There's another one called Create. Originally, there was going to be a joint master control between WNYE, which is 25, and WNET and WLIW, and eventually it became New Jersey Network. And a bunch of the CEOs of the various different stations in the area got together and looked at what we did, and the New York State PBS Consortium started this joint master control in Syracuse. Let me let it drop. And since Syracuse was actually at WCNY, is the station there, but they started this separate independent organization, which is called the JMC. And once we got our stuff going, South Carolina started to take interest, and Hawaii took interest, and there's a bunch of them now. Actually, if I pull up their web page, I think we're doing like not only PBS, but they're also at a joint master control facility is doing some commercial stations. Let me bring up their website and I'll tell you exactly.
You see, Dick, this raises an interesting question on propagation, because when you get these openings up and down the coast, it's quite easy to get TV from Boston, Providence, Rhode Island. Very easy to get stuff in Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Virginia, and so forth, and even inland to a point. But it's very, very rare that I've ever got stuff from upstate New York and upstate, you know, way past, like, the Massachusetts line. I've only gotten Schenectady, two channels in Schenectady. That was a rarity. And this channel I just told you was the third channel I got actually from Vermont. So it's very rare you get openings going directly north for some reason. Just very rare. I only got one from New Hampshire on, I think, RF-11. But these openings are very, very far and few between. You get much, much more openings in, like, a coastal direction type of thing going, you know, southwest, northeast type of stuff, you know?
There's a chance that Hurricane Irma sitting off of our shore is a contributing factor. It has a tremendous amount of diameter. It's lifting a tremendous amount of moist air up into high altitude and dispersing it. And so that can easily give you ducting effects, super refraction is part of what we're probably experiencing here. Super refraction is where you get a layer of moist air down low and a layer of dry air up high. The moist air has a higher dielectric constant. That phenomenon creates a downward bending of the wave, the RF wave, and when the downward bending matches Earth curvature, a station 1,000 miles away will sound like it's in your backyard. So I think Hurricane Irma could be a contributing factor, Joe. WHYY, KQRIW in the TechNet.
WHCDO is back with some information.
Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, hi. I just came back on because I just got an email report. I just thought I'd pass it along. The Red Cross is asking for ham radio operators to go down to Puerto Rico and to help out with communication. So they're looking for at least 50. So I'm going to look into that. I just got this report now, and I want to see if I can possibly do that. I got to check my job situation. I got to see what's on my schedule. But if it's possible, I want to go down there and see what I can do to help out. I just thought I'd mention that because of the situation. Back to you, Dick.
Let me ask you this, Andy. They want 50 ham radio operators with their equipment. Or do you think the Red Cross, I'm having trouble believing if the Red Cross has enough equipment for 50 operators. I think they want 50 operators with equipment. Is that true?
I would think so, yes. They're not going to supply amateur radio equipment. I think they would think that, us hams would bring our own equipment. Not batteries, not generators. Don't supply that. But I'm going to do some research on this. So I just thought I'd mention it because, if anyone is interested, I got to find out. And I just got this information. So I'm going to look into that. With my own equipment, yes. Back to you.
Oh, you want to know who's here?
Go ahead.
Actually, the list keeps getting longer. Connecticut Public Television, let's see, create GPV, University of Utah, State of Utah, KUED, all the New York State Public Television stations, Northwest Public Television, which is in the Mountain State. That's New York, Charlotte, so that's Virginia, Hawaii, and a few more, so it's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. They're doing almost 30 stations.
All from that same mountaintop, is that what you're saying, Eric?
Oh, from the central master control in Syracuse.
Now I understand. Andy, if you were going to Puerto Rico, would you bring 2 meter and 450 handy talkies? Would you bring mobile rigs? Base station rigs? How would you charge your handy talkie batteries? How would you run your mobile rigs? Because I think power is pretty scarce down there. W2CDL, K2LIW.
It's a good thing you're asking the questions because I'm asking them myself. Yeah, well, first of all, as far as my own equipment, yes, I would bring my own HF radio. In fact, I'd probably bring two of them. And a few handy talkies, 2 meters, 440, and so on. I don't think there's any internet, so I don't think there's any self-service either. If there is, it's probably very sporadic. But these are the things I got to find out as far as, how would I would charge them, and I would assume with the generators that that the military are deploying down there. So you asked me a question I don't have the answer for just yet, but I'm going to find out because I got to gather all the information to see what's necessary. But the point is, I'm interested, and I have the equipment at least to do that. I even have a nice dipole that I could, a military dipole that made by Collins that I could deploy between trees or what have you. It's like a tape measure dipole, and it's already measured out. All I have to do is unwind it to the exact frequency that I'm going to use it for, and there's a chart. There's a hook on it. You just hang it, tie the ends up to with Dacron rope that's connected to it. So I got all that stuff. I'll see. I'm going to look into it, and that's why I just thought I'd mention the whole thing, because that's what they're looking for. Back to you.
WS2N. Now, Paul recognized the 2 meter and 440 handy talkie is only going to give you reasonable service if there's a 2 meter or 440 repeater in operation.
For that repeater, timeout.
For that repeater, has to be in operation. You'd have to hope the antenna was not damaged, the tower was not damaged, and the repeater has power. That's a lot of things to hope are all working. I'll bet you there are very few repeaters that are in operation down there. Andy first. Go ahead, Andy.
I would think so. I'm not... I don't disagree with what you're saying. But I have to find out first. But I'll find out more information as I... I'm going to do some research on this. And see. By the way, I heard Joe, R-Y-Y. Joe, I've been looking for you, and I don't know how to get a hold of you. I can't call you on the air, so maybe you want to give me a phone call or something, because I don't know how to call you. I wanted to give you some information, but I don't have no way of contacting. All right, and somebody else broke in, and I gotta go. I got, because I have to get up early tomorrow. I just thought I'd mention what I did mention, because I just got this over my cell phone. Back to you, Dick, WHCDL.
Andy, before you go, connect with Joe. Maybe he should talk to you on your repeater, Joe. W-H-R-Y-Y, go ahead.
Well, email still works. That's still usable, right?
Okay. So he knows your email address. Andy, you know his email address?
I didn't think of using email. I probably have it. Because we've corresponded by email in the past. I just have to bring it up. I don't remember it offhand, but I can find it. Hey, thanks. I got it. I'll look for it.
And Joe, you probably know Andy's email address, and it's probably on QRZ.com. So to be double down sure, you could send him an email just so that he's got a return address on it. Over to you, Joe.
Well, it doesn't really work like that because I can't use the computers in my house right now. They're offline. So I can read an email, but I can't generate one.
Okay. Any further questions or comments, Andy, W2CDL, KQRIW?
I had a comment for Andy, WS2N.
Nothing. Okay, Joe, I'll look through your email. I'll send you my email. I'll send you that. Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead, WHCDL.
During one of the other hurricanes, ARRL sent messages, emails to everybody looking for people to go down to that one of those hurricanes, probably. I'm not sure if it was Texas or one of the islands, but just a week or two ago. And they said that, you know, the hams would be required to bring your own equipment. And they said it's very important, do not self-deploy. Make sure you contact us, and they'll check you out, ask questions. You have to be able to ask some kind of a question for them. That would be on some kind of federal form. You got to be prepared to answer some questions. And that was it. So my guess is probably something similar to that, and probably the same type of deal. Back to you, Andy.
Andy, how well do you speak Spanish?
No comprende española. I don't. Fortunately, we have translators that are doing that. We got a bunch of hams in Florida that have been relaying messages back up here or to other states. But yeah, that's unfortunately I don't speak the language. But no, I already figured out, Paul, that this would be something I have to check into. I have to check me out. Look my background up, the whole thing. I can understand that, and I would. I'm assuming that, they would pay for transportation. It might even be on a military plane and other things. So, it would be an interesting experience for sure. But also, and I don't know how long the deployment would be. I got to find out all these things. How long it'll take? Because I'm still, I'm working, and I got to see what how much time I have. Because of my work schedule. But okay. Anyway, that's the story. So I'm gonna look into that and see if it's if it's feasible for me. But I am interested. Alright, thanks. And I would think also of Mexico because of the earthquake there and other locations. The islands as well. You got Martinique, Guadeloupe, and all the islands that were also hit, that probably without power also. So it's widespread. They really need us. That's one thing about the ham radio operators that I always appreciated, that when all else fails, us hams, we all come through. And it's always...
Repeater, time out.
Hold on, let me get the beep. It's important for people to hear that you know, ham radio is a lot of fun, but in emergencies, you know, us hams, we come to the rescue, and it's always been that way. So, good thing. All right, Paul. Thanks, Paul. Back to you, WHCVO. I'm going to go to sleep.
Keep whipping that dam down there. Back to you, Dick.
Andy, do you think your boss is going to let you go?
Miss.
Somehow I knew you were going to answer that question. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and just like Paul said, you want to stay away from that dam. That damn dam.
Comment?
Go ahead, comment.
Roger, this is Kilo 1, Mike Juliet, Mike number 2. The ARRL website, if you Google American Red Cross Puerto Rico, they have the whole thing spelled out for you. General classes required. Winlink, HF Voice, and VHF Simplex is required. Experience with those is required, so on and so forth. It's all spelled out on the ARRL website.
Did you get that, Andy?
Yep, I got it. I'm going to look into that, too. Thank you. I appreciate it.
01 Mike Juliet, Mike Cliff.
Does anyone else in the sound of my voice, are they on the threshold of considering going to one of these disaster areas like Puerto Rico? Looks like Andy might be the only one. Anybody have any further questions or comments on all of the above? Give me a call letters right now, K2RIW and the Tech Man. If you've got nothing else, Paul, we'll discontinue a little early tonight. WS2N for a decision, K2RIW.
I don't have anything else, but it's fine with me to close down. Again, we'll be back next week. Back to you, Dick.
This was TechNet number 1669. That was Space Report number 269. Bye-bye, you all. Be kind to each other. See you next week. K2RIW clear.
Visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, code number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, code number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
KD2ESY, KD2KNH.
2KNH, KD2ESY, good morning, Charlie, good morning. Sounds like there's another repeater. We're overlapping with somebody. Maybe that's stationed in Connecticut this morning. How you doing?
Yes, I guess conditions are good. I'm doing great. Hope you had a good weekend. I had all last week off, so it's a little difficult getting back into the swing of things.
I hope you had an enjoyable week. Just tell them you're not up to coming back yet. You need another week or two. Think that would fly?
Sure. Wouldn't get paid for it, but I could probably get away with it.
So were you local? Were you painting the house? Or did you go away?
Well, we were planning on going up to Maine for a few days, but with the weather the way it was, we didn't do anything. Just stayed local. Took care of the honey-do list, worked on my car, that kind of stuff. So, relaxing, but definitely not a vacation.
Yeah, why is it sometimes those four working slots don't get to do what we really want to do? Because there's so many things. Me too, I have a lot of stuff at home to take care of. We wanted to do some painting, trim in the house, I never finished. There's always something. Just hire somebody to come in and do it for us. That'd make it easier.
KD2KNH. Yeah, but then you wouldn't get to have all the fun.
All the fun? Whose side are you on anyway? That's the point of bringing somebody into work for you. Oh, we have a pretty good ride here. We're at 3:47. I should be at work within 10 minutes. It's like a nice day. Took yesterday and we went to Kobe Beach. It was, oh, it was gorgeous. Some of the remnants from Irma were bringing the waves in. It was really, really nice. There were 6, maybe up to 8-foot waves before they hit the breakers.
Yeah, it is impressive when you see a sight like that. Mother Nature definitely has her moods.
It was beautiful floundering around in those waves. The undertow wasn't too bad at all. It was only very close to shore where after a wave crashes and it recedes, it's the only thing that I felt. A little bit of cross beach current, but it wasn't bad at all. Some spots, the rips are probably pretty bad, but on Tobe it was nice. There was nobody in the water at first, and there was so busy, it was packed. Because it was such a beautiful day, everybody came down. No one's in the water, except for a couple of surfers. And I'm looking around like, why aren't people going in the water? Because they're probably afraid of the waves, and I certainly understand that. I'm a pretty good swimmer, so I hit the water, and a couple of people came in. it was just a really nice day.
Well, I'm glad to hear you had a good time. I know there's been a lot of, weather reports, severe weather, and warning everybody about the rip current, and if you're not really a swimmer and you don't know, they're better safe than sorry.
I didn't notice any of those rips that were pulling anybody out, or that the current was pulling anybody out at all. That's more likely to happen near a jetty, where there's a sharp contour in the beach. I don't mean the depth, I mean like from right to left. If there's a part of the ground, I can see where the current would pull you out, but not along a flat beach like Cove and Jones Beach.
Yes, and even then, if you know what you're doing, you go along with it and just swim parallel to the beach and you get back in.
That's the way to do it. I think people are afraid anyway. And the news, of course, they love broadcasting fear. So I'm wondering if that's why a lot of people were not in the water. They're afraid of the water. Certainly caution is a good thing to take. But I'm standing in shallow water looking and seeing what's going on when I determined it was all right. If those waves were too big, crashing too hard, and I saw a lot of current problems, then I would have probably just stayed in a couple inches of water.
Absolutely. Yeah, the only day we did go out, we took my grandson up to Smithtown, the little park across from the gristmill. I'm sorry, Stony Brook. Across from the gristmill. There's like a little Avalon Park.
In Stony Brook? I think there's a park around here. What kind of a park is it?
Just a neat little park with hiking trails and, you got a kick out of it. They got like a 2.5 mile hiking trail, a mile, and I think a 0.5 mile trail. Just a nice scenery.
Couple more lights, I'll be there. What's the, how old's your grandson?
Oh, he's 6 years old, and now that he's six, he seems to think he can do anything.
I remember when I was six. Thank goodness I wasn't 6.5, because my mother back then told me I could still have meat on Fridays until you were 6.5 years old. Never heard that kind of a rule.
Well, fortunately for me, being brought up a Methodist, I always had meat on Fridays.
Meat on Friday. No meat on Friday thing is a farce anyway. It's some baloney man made up. Like a lot of stuff. So, I don't know why. There's some reasoning behind that, but I don't understand. Well, I'll be there very shortly, so I'm going to sign. We have, going to dinner tonight. My birthday. Get a nice Italian dinner. Maybe I'll get some veal parmesan, something really fatty and tasteful for a change.
Well, I'm just about my location as well. And happy birthday. Definitely consider seafood fra Diablo. That's one of my favorites. You have a good one. KD2KNH, I'll be clear. 73.
That sounds good too. Depends on the restaurant though. All right, thanks, Charlie. Have a good day. Hopefully not a too stressful work day. KD2ESY will be clear. 7-3, Charlie.
And 2RBP. Listening. Anybody on frequency? Nothing heard. And why would be clear?
Thank you.
830 W2VL. Repeater system.
Thank you.